All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks for the National Football League. Week 3 was much better to me than Week 2 was. I went 11-5 in week number 3. I got things started on the right foot last night as I picked the New York Giants to defeat the Washington Redskins. I did not, however, have the Giants just going down to D.C. and taking care of business in the fashion that they did, as they were able to throttle their NFC East brethren last night by a score of 45-14. Now, there are 11 games on tap for this Sunday, along with the Monday night affair, and here are the remainder of my picks for week number 4. I'm going to start off in the NFC North, and this is the most historic football game in the history of the National Football League. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers taking on the Chicago Bears. Now, the Packers limp into Soldier Field with a record of 1-2, and they are searching for answers against the 2-1 Chicago Bears. Now, the Packers can ill afford to go 1-3, and more importantly, they would be 0-2 in the division. Now, for Green Bay, first and foremost, it starts and ends with their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And for Green Bay to be successful, number one, they have to protect number 12, and his wide receivers have to take care of business. Now, when I say that, you look at Green Bay's passing game this year, and it is not what it has been in years past. And right now, this team, plain and simple, is relying too much on Aaron Rodgers to get the job done. Somebody else in this offense has to step it up. I look at this offensive line, and I also look at running back Eddie Lacy. They have to go out there and make things happen for Green Bay. Now, on the flip side for Chicago, you know this offense, led by quarterback Jay Cutler, can get it done with anybody. We saw them, you know, they had their moments against a very good New York Jets defense last Monday night, and they were able to go on the road and get a victory. This Bears offense will get it done. It's just a matter of their defense being up for the challenge. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth affair, but I see the Packers getting the road win by a score of 27-23. I just don't see Green Bay beginning the year with a record of 1-3. Now, down in Houston, the 2-1 Houston Texans host the 2-1 Buffalo Bills. The Bills tasted defeat in 2014 for the first time last week when they lost at home to the San Diego Chargers, and the same can be said for the Houston Texans. Now, for the Texans, they know that a victory this Sunday against the Bills will eclipse their win total from all of 2013. Now, the Texans were taken behind the woodshed last week on the road against the New York Giants, but I guarantee you, Houston is going to get back to their bread and butter, which is running the football, and you look for a big game from running back Alfred Blue, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Texans quarterback, has to get back to playing mistake-free football. I expect this Houston Texans front seven, led by J.J. Watt, to be a lot more active and make life frustrating for Bills quarterback E.J. Manuel. Because of that, I'm taking Houston at home by a score of 27-20. In the AFC South, the 1-2 Indianapolis Colts host the 1-2 Tennessee Titans. The Colts got off the schneid last week as they got their first victory of the season as they went on the road in Jacksonville and knocked off the Jaguars, and they really had their way with the Jaguars in that game. Now, for the Colts, you know, like the Packers, that I said earlier on, it all starts and ends with their quarterback, and in this case, we're talking about Andrew Luck. But everybody was able to dip their hand into the pot last week and make a contribution for the Indianapolis Colts, and that's what it needs to be again. All hands on deck offensively and defensively. Now you look at this Tennessee Titans team, it's been downhill for them ever since their week one victory on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I guarantee you things are not going to get better on the road for them this Sunday in Indianapolis. I'm going to take the Colts at home by a score of 30-20. A big one in Baltimore has the 2-1 Carolina Panthers taking on the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens. And the reason why I say this is a big contest is due to the fact that this is the first game for wide receiver Steve Smith Sr. against his former club in the Carolina Panthers. Of course, for many years, Smith was the heart and soul of this Carolina Panthers team, which included him helping them reach the Super Bowl following the 2003 regular season. Now, he has moved on. Of course, the Panthers have moved on from him. And I guarantee you, he is going to have a big impact in this game Sunday. Smith has always been a football player that plays with a chip on his shoulder, and he wants to go out there and walk with a big stick, and he wants to show up his former employer. Now, for Carolina, Cam Newton is getting better, but the thing is, you still have to wonder about that ankle. Overall, this Panthers team was taken behind the woodshed last Sunday night as they fell at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can expect a much more spirited effort this Sunday from Carolina, but it will not be enough as the Ravens get the victory at home by a score of 23-17. At MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the 1-2 New York Jets host the 2-1 Detroit Lions. Now, I will say this about the Jets. They are 1-2, but they have had a great opportunity to be 3-0. It's just the bottom line. They are not executing down the stretch. It comes down to good Geno Smith and bad Geno Smith at quarterback for the New York Jets. I think you're going to see a better Geno Smith this Sunday. Why? Because I believe the Jets are going to try to establish the running game early and often with Chris Ivory and Chris Johnson. Now, this Jets defense knows how to get after quarterbacks, and I think they're going to frustrate Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. Why? Because there's a high possibility that his all-pro wide receiver, Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, will not play in this game. And first and foremost, if you've seen Stafford throw, you know that he loves to force the football to Calvin Johnson. And when he is not there, he is like a fish out of water. I think this Jets defense can have their way and really frustrate Stafford. And that right there is going to be the difference in this one. I'm taking New York at home by the score of 23-16. In the Steel City, the 2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers host the 0-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the last time that we saw the Buccaneers take the field, it was on Thursday Night Football in Week 3, and they were embarrassed at the hands of the Atlanta Falcons as they surrendered 56 points. The Bucs are winless, but under first-year head coach Lovie Smith, I guarantee you they are going to come out and play a physical brand of football this Sunday afternoon. Now, on the flip side for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have to be feeling good about themselves after their victory last Sunday night in Charlotte against the Carolina Panthers. Pittsburgh comes into this game as a 7.5-point favorite over Tampa Bay, but rest assured, the Steelers cannot take the Bucs lightly. It's going to be that same old recipe for the Pittsburgh Steelers, running the football, playing physical defense, and trying to force turnovers. And in this case, it's going to be Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Mike Glennon who is going to be the quarterback that will be turning the football over. I'm taking Pittsburgh at home by a score of 28-20. Now, in merry old England, the 1-2 Miami Dolphins will take on the 0-3 Oakland Raiders. Now, the Raiders have not been able to win on U.S. soil this year, so I guess the best thing for them is to travel across the pond and play at Wembley Stadium in London. The wheels are beginning to fall off for the Miami Dolphins. You have quarterback Ryan Tannehill, who feels that he has not been supported properly by his head coach and Joe Philbin. The Dolphins simply cannot run the football, and their defense has really not been up to the charge in the last few weeks. Oakland has played some very tough defenses, and that has been the difference in them not winning so far. Rookie quarterback Derek Carr is going to continue to progress week by week, and I think this is the week that he gets the Raiders off of the schneid. I'm taking Oakland in England by a score of 23-20. The 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars will be in the 619 to take on the 2-1 San Diego Chargers. Now, it's been a bad year for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you know, we did not expect this team to really be that good this season, but already Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley is looking towards the future as Chad Henne has been benched in favor of rookie quarterback Blake Bortles. There is not a throw that Bortles cannot make, but the bottom line is Bortles cannot improve if he is standing on the sideline watching Henne. Now, Henne was not the problem for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the overall team. First and foremost, this offensive line must do a better job of pass protecting. They also have to do a better job in run blocking because the Jaguars' leading rusher this year is Toby Gerhart, and he only has 82 yards on the ground. Now, Jacksonville was embarrassed last week at home by the Indianapolis Colts, and for that sake, they were embarrassed the week before by the Washington Redskins. at some point, the pride factor has to kick in for this club. Now, San Diego is a 13.5-point favorite for this game. And I guarantee you Jacksonville is going to keep this game closer. Why? Because the Chargers have a tendency to take the foot off of the throttle. Now, with that said, San Diego does have a slew of injuries. Running back Danny Woodhead is now out for the season. Linebacker Manti Te'o will not be available for this game as well. But you still have quarterback Phillip Rivers, and he has a litany of receivers to throw the football to, starting with tight end Antonio Gates, and of course, second-year wide receiver Keenan Allen. I believe the Chargers get the job done at home this Sunday by a score of 37-23. The Atlanta Falcons will be traveling to take on the 1-2 Minnesota Vikings, and this season could be getting away from the Vikings early. Of course, no Adrian Peterson at running back. Quarterback Matt Castle has been put on injured reserve, which means that it is time for rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to get his feet wet. He will have a very tough team to go up against in the Atlanta Falcons and their quarterback Matt Ryan. I believe that Atlanta really is starting to get their footing under them. They believe in themselves, especially after what they did last week in week 3 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I believe that the Falcons will be able to go on the road and take care of business against Minnesota by a score of 34-20. A very interesting matchup this Sunday afternoon has the 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Santa Clara to take on the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers. Now, here you have the Eagles that have had a recipe of falling behind early, only to come back and be a dominant second-half team. On the flip side, you have the 49ers, who have been dominant in the first half, and they have blown a halftime lead in each of their first 3 games. Well, they got away with it in week 1 as they were able to hold on and defeat the Cowboys, but the last 2 weeks against the Chicago Bears and the Arizona Cardinals, respectively, really came back to bite them in the derriere. So it will be an interesting contrast of styles for week 4. Excuse me. For the 49ers, first and foremost, they must run the football early and often, and that trend must continue into the second half. Defensively, San Francisco has an opportunity to have some chances against this Philadelphia Eagles offensive line as far as blitzing quarterback Nick Foles. Now, for Philadelphia, defensively, they have been on the football too much this season, which I think works in the favor of San Francisco's offense. More importantly, their big physical offensive line, and I expect them to really lean on this Philadelphia Eagles defense to open up running lanes for both running back Frank Gore and rookie running back Carlos Hyde. Now, Philadelphia is a second half team, and I think a lot of that has to do with their conditioning and their endurance. This is really going to be a contrast in styles in this one, but I think San Francisco gets it done because they are a desperate football team right now as they are looking to avoid the 1-3 start. San Francisco gets the victory at home over Philadelphia by a score of 31-24. The Sunday night affair has the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 1-2 New Orleans Saints. Now, after 2 tough losses to start the season, New Orleans got off of the schneid last Sunday as they knocked off the Minnesota Vikings. Now, the Dallas Cowboys, some people, myself included, really did not expect that much from the boys this season, but they are 2-1 right now, excuse me, and feeling good about themselves. So, you look at this game for Dallas, you look at this defense, and how will they fare against New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees? Brees has had his fair share of good games at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and he's going to look for, first and foremost, his big tight end target in Jimmy Graham. And he can do some things against his Cowboys secondary. More importantly, he's going to look for the big wide receiver in Marcus Colston. Now, for Dallas, they have to stick with their formula, which is running the football early and often with DeMarco Murray and, of course, looking for the big play with wide receiver Dez Bryant. Now, against the Saints secondary, if Tony Romo, the Cowboys quarterback, protects the football, he can have a chance to have some big plays against the Saints secondary. This is going to be a back-and-forth affair, but New Orleans finds a way to get it done on the road by a score of 27-24. And finally, on Monday night, the 2-1 New England Patriots will be at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City to take on the 1-2 Chiefs. Kansas City got their first win of the season last week against the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, it's really been a war of attrition for Kansas City, as, you know, they've been a mash unit And credit to Chiefs head coach Andy Reid for finding a way to field the team with all of the injuries that they've had. But it will not be as easy this week against a New England Patriots team that is looking to get their footing as well and really begin to take control of the AFC East like we all expected them to do all season long. Now, for the Patriots, you look at quarterback Tom Brady. Hasn't been the typical Tom Brady yet, but I think as the weeks go on, you're going to see that because he is getting more and more comfortable. He has his big-time tight end target back in Rob Gronkowski, and of course, he is getting his timing with his wide receivers led by Danny Amendola. I believe this Patriots defense will be up for the challenge, and they will force Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith into making several key errors. Excuse me, I'm taking New England on the road in this one by a score of 31-20. Those are my picks for the upcoming week in the National Football League. As always, folks, feel free to follow me on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday afternoon's action from week 4 in the NFL. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.